In prison, there was no attempt to deny the murder. And no remorse either.
A 37-year-old woman called Wu Shuyan was brutally attacked by cult members. They were
savage
trying to recruit
murder
her.
Here sums up what's so alarming about this cult. They're brazen and they're unpredictable. They bludgeoned a woman to death in front of a dozen or more witnesses, someone they'd never met.
She beat their father to death, claiming a Christian duty to destroy a demon.
And the heresies will always have the opportunity to get those people and to get their heart and to drag them away from us.
Welcome back to another episode of Seven Deadly Sinners. Thank you guys so much for listening, and if you're enjoying the show, please keep leaving 5-star ratings and positive reviews. It really helps grow the show, and it just makes my heart so happy. Also, tell a friend. Tag us on Instagram when you're listening at 7 Deadly Sinners Podcast. But really, just thank you guys so much. This show would be nothing without you. Are we best friends yet? No? Yeah? I think so. So I guess this is cult month, because we have another wild cult case for you today. One that is very unknown. And next week, an even more unknown cult. Right in our own backyard, essentially in northern New Mexico, where we will be traveling to do more in-depth research next week. But for this week's case, let's get into it. Eastern Lighting. Almost sounds to me like a 1980s metal band. But that's far from the reality of this organization, also known as Church of the Almighty God, among numerous other aliases. And we're not talking about big hair power ballads and heavy guitar riffs, no. We're talking accusations of kidnappings, coercion, alleged assaults, murder, and brainwashing targeting women. All under the nose of China's Communist Party, the CCP. Begging the question as to whether the crazy allegations surrounding the organization are, in fact, true, or whether they're completely fabricated by the CCP. What we do know is the origin and beliefs of this Christian sect. In a nutshell, the church claims that Christ was reincarnated as a plain-looking 30-year-old woman from central China. Their moniker stems from a verse in the New Testament, quote, "For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be," end quote. Here's a clip from UK's Channel 4 News, further describing the church's beliefs.
They believe the end of the world is near. They believe that Jesus has returned to earth as a Chinese woman. They think the Communist Party of China is a definite sign of the apocalypse. They claim more than 3 million members in China. This promotional video was shot in Hong Kong. And they have a reputation for fanaticism. The Chinese government calls them cancerous, but they call themselves the Church of Almighty God.
I gotta tell you, the bizarre straight face way and like stiff bodies they are singing with in that choir part of that clip is very eerie. They're like, no one's blinking. They're just singing, not moving their arms. I mean, it's eerie. And now for a little history lesson. Eastern Lightning was founded in the early 1990s by Zhao Weishan, a physics teacher and part-time preacher who was known to prophesize about a female Christ hailing from China. Zhao had a long and sordid history of being involved with radical Christian movements. His first affiliation was with a radical religious movement called the Shouters sect in 1987. The Shouters were an odd Christian sect who rewrote the Lord's Prayer to simply read, quote, "O Lord Jesus." That was the end of the quote. "O Lord Jesus." And followers hollered the phrase while stamping their feet in unison. "Oh, Lord Jesus, oh, Lord Jesus." I have not heard them do it, but I'm just guessing. I'm stomping right now. Over and over again. According to CNN, It is with this group that Zhao honed his expertise in religious scams. Before branching off in 1989, creating his own version of the movement that elevated himself as the one to be celebrated, revered, and worshipped. How many times do we have to hear this about cult leaders? Textbook cult leader. Okay, guys, I'm going to do my best to pronounce these names correctly. Google pronunciation is going to be hit hard on this episode, and I already screwed up on the first one. It's not, what did I say, Zhao? It's Zhao, I think. Let's listen together.
Zhao. Zhao. Zhao.
God, I was way off. That faction was ultimately broken up by Chinese authorities, and Zhao left his family and fled to another Chinese province in central China, where he began an affair with a much younger woman, a.k.a. Lightning Dong, and began referring to her as the living host of Jesus Christ. Allegedly, God spoke to her and she was inspired by him, thus causing her to start preaching God's word after reportedly suffering a mental breakdown when she failed a college entrance exam. I mean, we've all been there, but I dare say none of us took that disappointment so far as to claim to be a reincarnated Jesus. Zhao, naturally, was the new millenarian movement's high priest. Lightning Dong had been credited with composing a third testament, too, to the Bible, as well as composing scores of hymns. But no one has seen her. She lives in hiding and has allegedly never been photographed. I need to check and see if she's got an Instagram, though. I gotta just do a quick search on that. Eastern Lightning teaches followers that they must leave behind their families and property. The group sees signs of doom pointing to the end of the world all around them. And they teach that followers will join Lightning Dong in ascending to heaven in the coming apocalypse. The group tend to befriend women, especially those whose husbands work in larger cities and are away for long periods of time, leaving them particularly vulnerable. Long, Dai Bing's wife, walked away from their family in 2019 after 21 years of marriage and raising three children. Initially, he handed out missing posters and reported her disappearance to the police. She left a cryptic farewell letter addressed to the couple's children that, according to Sixtone.com, said, quote, "Please tell your grandmother and your dad that because the circumstances are evil, I'm leaving for now to hide from the circumstances. When the circumstances get better, it'll return. Don't look for me. It will be a waste of money. Don't call the police. If anyone asks, tell them I don't believe in God anymore and that I am away making money." End quote. That was all a lie. Long knew his wife had gone to live with members of Eastern Lightning. The group is alluring to those who are lonely, like many cults. They also provide housing and a sense of family and community to their members that potentially number in the hundreds of thousands to close to millions or more. How did they create such a following? Well, allegedly, according to a professor at Duke Divinity School, they brainwash, kidnap, and murder to grow their membership. China Daily reported that in October and November of 1998, the group was responsible for numerous robberies and assaults that left victims with broken limbs and missing ears. Eastern Lightning has even been accused of kidnapping leaders of rival churches. The Beijing bureau chief in the 90s, David Aikman, described encounters with the organization in his 2006 book, Jesus in Beijing. He interviewed one man who said he was kidnapped with 33 other leaders in 2002. In order to pull this off, members of the group posed as representatives of a theological institute from Singapore. The 34 victims were held for 2 months in an effort to convert them. That sounds like absolute hell.
The man
who chose to remain anonymous claimed he was not only drugged by his kidnappers, but was also assigned a woman to seduce him and was threatened that the adultery would be exposed to others in his home church if he didn't repent and accept the church's beliefs. According to the Daily Beast, the sect targets whomever they deem vulnerable. Women, people who have fallen on hard times from illness or are unemployed. Those who feel the Chinese government has failed them in their poverty. Those who feel the Chinese government isn't doing enough to curb corruption. And those who are paranoid about the end of the world, promising to save them from impending disaster and disease. To gain their trust, the group have been known to offer gifts to prospective parishioners, like smartphones and other strong-arm tactics. If their offers are rejected, potential members are told they might drop dead of cancer or face another form of God's judgment. In the worst-case scenario, subjects are abducted, beaten, and coerced through concubines and quote-unquote exorcisms to heal the sick. All to the tune of Taiwanese pop music looped in the background at services. Whether it's Lightning Dung's music, I'm not sure. You can hear it for yourself on the Church of Almighty God website. Apocalypse. In the sect trusts are put in positions of power and receive a 60-page missionary manual explaining the do's and don'ts of conversion. Those include, according to Time.com, quote, do start slowly, lend money, convince converts that God's work is incomplete, and finally, that doomsday is coming and Jesus has arrived to complete that work. Don't tell them until they are firm believers that the new Jesus will destroy the great red dragon, which in the Bible represents Satan, but to lightning represents China. End quote. The secrecy of the organization contributed to the paranoia of members who didn't even know each other's names. They called each other by aliases like Bunny or Duck. This is so weird. Or other animal names. So as not to incriminate one another if they would be detained and arrested by authorities. Yeah, because I'm sure they're going to believe that your name is Bunny or Duck or Fly or Platypus or Horse. I mean, guys, come on. Just use a different name, not an animal name. According to Emily Dunn, an Asian studies academic at the University of Melbourne via CNN, the group is, quote, about as illegal and politically sensitive as religion gets in China. She said as the government has cracked down more, Eastern Lightning's rhetoric has escalated against the government, end quote. One former member told the Daily Beast that the group preaches that their ultimate goal is to defeat the Great Red Dragon, which is a very unsubtle allusion to the Chinese Communist Party. A brochure published in English by the organization states that, quote, the CCP is an atheist dictatorship that hates the truth and is hostile to the work of God. The party says, quote, it is terrified that Christians will widely testify and spread God's work so that people will all accept the true way and reject the CCP, threatening its dictatorship. I'm sure the CCP is real terrified of you because you're going to get everyone on your side, I'm sure. I'm sure all that marching and Taiwanese pop is, God, it's just seeping into everyone's brains. You guys got this. Here's another clip from UK's Channel 4 News about the group's beliefs regarding the country's government.
According to the church, the Great Red Dragon symbolizes the Communist Party. Its very existence, a sign of the beginning of the end, they say.
I know who I believe in very, very clearly.
He was happy. He offered to take us to Henan province, where the church started, to show us around. But we were puzzled. This friendly man was the member of a group the authorities are determined to eradicate.
In another instance, or the group's reach, according to the Daily Beast, a woman hosted mass in her home for scores of Christians in the Sangtai province. She alleged that cult members kidnapped her and locked her in a room for 9 days and beat and whipped her. When neighbors heard her scream, she was forced to apologize and claimed to be mentally ill. This led to even more intense torture. She told the Daily Beast she was only released when she claimed to accept the church's dogma. And were their fearless leader, while members were busy recruiting and attempting to slay the great red dragon while preparing for the inevitable end of the world, Mayan calendar style, by the way, at the end of 2012, Chinese police allege that Zhao and his mistress, the female Jesus, fled to the United States in the early 2000s after being granted religious asylum, before things started escalating even further, if you can believe that. Followers were and are forbidden from knowing the physical location of Zhao and his companion. They're also forbidden from even speaking about him as an individual. Even though the sect was banned in China in 1995 by China's Ministry of Public Security, members still found a way to infiltrate small Christian home churches and scare the shit out of everyone in the room as they discussed their beliefs about the impending Mayan apocalypse. One former member who fled the cult in 2013, referred to as Mr. Tian by the Daily Beast, described that an Eastern Lightning member joined his home church in mid-2012 and, quote, became increasingly vocal as we spent more time together. When everyone around you is accumulating food and water, packing their houses full of survival supplies, it does things to your brain, he said, referring to their preparations for the Mayan apocalypse. Quote, it changed my perception of what was real. I had to follow what everyone else was doing. He was even warned that he would be struck and killed by lightning if he tried to leave the group. But then, as we all know, doomsday came and doomsday went. Eastern Lightning played it off like they saved the world in December 2012. Some members sought to follow their leader Zhao's example, even fleeing to the West for religious asylum. So it's like, no, the world was going to end, but right before, in December of 2011, actually not 2012, we saved the world from ending, just to, be here on Earth, even though we said it was terrible here, but like we wanted to really suffer just a little longer. Going forward, Chinese police have released material to Christian pastors to warn them about the organization in the West. It describes it as a, quote, classic example of an evil cult that takes the name of a fake religion to carry out actions harmful to others, according to CNN. A prime example of this is very tragic and stomach-churning, so trigger warning. This incident was witnessed by diners at a McDonald's in 2014, and it pushed the organization into the spotlight worldwide. Security cameras captured 5 of 6 alleged cult members beating a young mother to death with a mop and kicking her repeatedly in the head as she lay in a pool of blood on the floor as dozens of onlookers rushed to find help. Official version, according to Chinese authorities, is that a woman was beaten to death in the restaurant by church missionaries who called her a demon after she refused to give them her cell phone number. They also claim to have recovered religious notices and pamphlets at the scene that the group had been handing out to potential recruits. And another trigger warning, this is a very difficult clip to listen to from BBC News, and even more difficult to watch if you should choose to do so. Here's the clip.
It was an ordinary evening in a small town McDonald's until these people turned up, trying to recruit new members to their Christian cult. One diner refused to give them her number. They beat her to death.
Two of the perpetrators, a father and daughter, were sentenced to death. Another member was given a life sentence, and the other two were given a 10 and 7-year jail term. In response to the McDonald's incident, a lengthy statement was released by the church to CNN, stating that it was, quote, very natural for the Chinese government to blame the killing of the young woman on the group, as it was the stock in trade of the Chinese Communist Party to slander than suppress those that disagree with it. CNN also shared that the statement argued that, quote, the Tiananmen Square massacre, Tibet, and the suppression of the banned Falun Gong religious movement are examples of such a pattern. They always find some excuse in advance and fabricate things and slander them. They then draw up some rumors as the basis for their attack and make false charges. And then they carry out their bloody suppression. End quote. They further stated, quote, God does not participate in human politics, but God controls the destiny of every nation and race. We all believe that the thing God will accomplish cannot be hindered by any nation or any force, and that those who obstruct God's work, resist God's word, and disturb and damage God's plan will eventually be punished by God. If a man resists God's work, God will cast this man into hell. If a nation resists God's work, God will destroy this nation. End quote. A 2-year police campaign against Eastern Lightning and other cults has put approximately 2,000 Eastern Lightning followers in jail over the years. To escape this persecution, nearly 1,000 members have sought asylum in South Korea, fearing imprisonment if they would return to mainland China. Another 4,000 have sought refuge in the U.S., Japan, Taiwan, and elsewhere. One member told the Daily Beast that, quote, 146 believers have been persecuted to death. Well, you guys also have killed people too, so. And claims that, quote, another 400,000 arrested. She added that the church, quote, suffers really severe persecution and is the single most persecuted religious group in China, though there is no real way to verify her claims. According to the U.S. State Department in 2018, quote, the Church of Almighty God reported that in April, CCP police secretly arrested and tortured one of its members for 25 days. The individual was sent to the hospital with severe injuries to the skull, and she died several months later. The Church of Almighty God also reported that on June 27th, two church members were arrested, and on July 2nd, one of them was persecuted to death. Okay, so the CCP is also not great. But I don't. It just sounds like a scary scenario all across the board. And even knowing the persecution that might find them, millions living in China worship in unmarked buildings and in house churches, with or without the knowledge or approval of local authorities. Eastern Lightning is one of the roughly 20 churches that have been banned and labeled as actual criminal cults. It begs the question, though. With as prevalent as religious persecution is in China, how much of what is being reported is the truth? It's fair. How much of the narrative is being concocted and misrepresented by Chinese media? Many call all of it fake news perpetrated by the government through state-run news. The Daily Beast interviewed the director of the Center for Studies on New Religions in Turin, Italy, who stated that, quote, most of what you find on the internet about the Church of Almighty God is false. Quote, Chinese propaganda shows pictures of people beaten and mutilated by the group, but has failed to produce any more significant evidence, detail, or court record related to the prosecution of members for these alleged crimes, end quote. He added that in regards to the McDonald's killing, many scholars have concluded that the killers were not in any way associated with Eastern Lightning. Some argue religious persecution. Believers can be jailed for years for supplying religious materials, not for committing actual crimes. The Chinese government doesn't just punish the criminal, but the entire religious organization. Perhaps a side effect from the Taiping Rebellion in southern China that claimed over 20 million lives back in the 1850s. The movement was led by a figure who claimed to be the younger brother of Jesus. Okay, it's a lot. Why is everyone related to Jesus or our Jesus on earth? Or it's just, God, come up with a new plan. Get creative, guys. I digress. But the question remains, are those who share their stories under anonymity really plants from the CCP to continue their crusade against religious organizations in China? Or is Eastern Lightning the terrifying cult that is portrayed through anonymous tips and stories shared by the media. That's it for today, guys. Please leave us your thoughts on what you think is going on here on Instagram. Tag us or just DM us at 7 Deadly Sinners Podcast there. Thank you guys so much for listening. I love you. See you next week for another cult where we will be boots on the ground investigating. Bye.